Kieran Estamel is an Australian actor and dancer who's had a wonderfully successful career both here and in the UK, where she's performed several times with the National Theatre. And you might have seen her on the ABC's Australian Story, where we learned about her career and her experiences living with dwarfism. So who and what have influenced Kieran along the way?
Hello, I'm Kieran Estamel. I'm an actress and performer. I also identify as being a disabled person. And these are my picks for Top Shelf. I'd like to begin at the beginning, which is one of my really early childhood memories of maybe the first live performance I saw growing up in Sydney in the early 80s. And I was a big fan of Humphrey B. Bear, partly because I think he didn't speak, so he used gesture a lot to try and be understood. So as a kid, it was so interesting seeing a character who had trouble communicating, and a big premise of the show was, what is it that Humphrey wants or needs, or, you know, how can we interact with this friend who doesn't speak or wear trousers? That bit didn't worry me. But there was a live show of Humphrey B. Bear that was touring, and they were making a rainbow of colour up on the stage. So children were picked out of the audience based on what they were wearing, and I got picked to represent yellow. And I think that may have been the beginning of me wanting to become a performer.
Across Australia, it's Young Talent Time.
As I got older, again, TV was kind of my biggest access point to art, performance, storytelling. Young Talent Time has to be on my list. You know, they were about my age, they were having fun, they were singing, they were dancing, and they were representing, I guess, kind of a very idealised world that I really wanted to be part of.
Australia, and welcome to a very exciting action-packed, running and fun Young Talent Time. And I'd like to introduce you to my children and give them a round of applause.
Just kind of the joy of storytelling and seeing people sort of my own age up there singing and dancing is actually what inspired me to demand Mum take me to dance lessons. And that was quite important because it was actually through the enrolment at various dance schools between the age of 3 and 8, where I realised some of the dance teachers thought teaching me was a really nice act of charity. Some of them didn't really teach me but were happy to take my mother's money. That, you know, it took me up until about the age of 8 to meet a dance teacher to actually really push me and challenge me and be like, you deserve to actually dance and to be challenged and to be pushed. I'm not going to write you off because of your dwarfism and decide that you're unteachable or not worth teaching. And the hope, I think, from that TV show really drove me forward. So I specifically learnt to tap dance because of this girl.
I've thrown away my toys, even my drum and trains. I want to make some noise with real life aeroplanes.
I distinctly remember being about 3 or 4 and seeing Shirley Temple Films run during the day. She was a little girl, so I identified with being a little girl. She brought people together, and particularly at a time where America was very divided on race, her dance with Bojangles, for example, the tap dance up and down the staircase, was the first interracial dance couple ever represented in America, which was quite a profound moment in dance. Her treating everybody equally was actually quite inspiring to me. And that's how I wanted to be treated. So I was really drawn to her and to her films because of that. My next pick is the 2003 film, The Station Agent, which starred Peter Dinklage, because it was the first movie I saw that honestly represented an experience of dwarfism that reflected the real world.
Here I am. Hey, gay, look.
It's really difficult for people to imagine, you know, if you feel that you see people like yourself in film and television, it's very hard to imagine being a very different looking person who's never seen anybody like yourself or even anybody that wasn't just classically attractive on screen. And, you know, I was really quite affected by that in my youth. But The Station Agent with Peter Dinklage was a fabulous story. He's a great actor. And it was interesting seeing the film because I was sat in the audience of this movie cinema. So when Dinklage's character meets the discrimination that he meets, there was an audience member behind me going, "Oh, this is gratuitous. This can't be real. This isn't, that's not that, I don't believe that he meets that much derision and ridicule. That no, and I wanted to stand up on the seat and go, it is real. This is how people treat people who are different and it's terrible. And this is the first time I've ever seen it told on screen and he's just playing a human being and that's awesome. And you know, that's what I wanted to do myself and to kind of break those boundaries and to just be there and to just, you know, my body is the canvas that I've got to work with, like his body is his canvas, and for it to be allowed to tell other stories and be present in the way that it is in the real world.
UK-based Australian actor Kiernan Stammell sharing some of her inspirations for Top Shelf, and she came in when she was attending the Creative State Summit at Melbourne Museum.